When most people think of the internet, they think of search engines, social networks, and online shopping. They scroll through Instagram, book flights, read the news, and send voice messages while waiting for the train or sitting at breakfast. All of this feels pretty familiar and mostly harmless. The internet has become an everyday tool, as commonplace as light switches or door handles. But what if I told you that what you use every day is only a tiny fraction of what really exists? Like a transparent layer on a deep, dark lake. Beneath this transparent surface lies a world that you can't see, can't easily find, and perhaps don't even want to find. There's a place on the internet where rules become blurred. Morality becomes negotiable, and identities mean absolutely nothing. In this world, trust means nothing, and encryption means everything. It's no place for coincidences or carelessness. It's home to people you'd never ever want to meet, and things happen there that you hope will never happen to anyone. This other side of the internet is called the deep web. And its most notorious part is the dark net. When you start this audiobook, you embark on a journey that not only reveals technical structures, but also raises some ethical questions, touches on taboos, and leads into human abysses. It's about more than just hackers or dubious marketplaces. It's about power, temptation, fear, and control. It's about what happens when people believe they're unobserved, and it's about those who fight against these structures in secret, sometimes pretty successfully, but often in vain. But let's start at the beginning, not with a dry encyclopedia entry, but with the truth. The internet was not invented for cat videos. It was never intended to make our lives any easier. It was a project born out of military interests, secrecy and control. Only later did email, pornography, and online shops come along. The dark side was there first, even if it remained in the shadows for a long time. And it's precisely these shadows that seem larger than ever today. What awaits you in this audiobook is not a thriller, even if it will sometimes feel like one. You'll hear about real cases that are so bizarre, they sound like fiction. You'll encounter terms that sound like science fiction, but wields real power. Zero-day exploits, hidden services, red rooms. You'll meet people who risk everything out of conviction, and those who do business unscrupulously. And perhaps at some points, you'll even ask yourself how close you, yourself, have actually come to this other side. Because that's an uncomfortable truth. No one is really far away from the dark net. Just a few clicks, a few terms in the wrong search engine, a decision made out of mere curiosity, and you're on the threshold of a world where different rules apply. Some go further, some turn back, and some disappear completely. But don't worry, you don't have to be afraid of putting yourself in danger with this book. What you hear is an approximation, a glimpse through the digital curtain. You'll understand how this hidden world really works, why it exists, who uses it, and who fights against it. And you'll realize that there is no clear dividing line between good and evil, between perpetrator and victim, and between a secret and a lie. This book challenges you to think, to question, and perhaps even to marvel.